From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. If you cannot get a hold of your local officials this week, it's probably because they're at a massive meeting. It's billed as a Southeast Florida Climate Leadership Summit, and officials are going to talk about problems like rising seas and highway gridlock. One solution that might come up? Electric buses. WLRN's Kate Stein says many officials see them as a way to increase mobility while cutting carbon emissions that contribute to sea level rise.
Ryan Popple is CEO of Proterra, an electric bus company that's expanding to major U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and Tallahassee. He says he hopes South Florida officials will get on board with a shift to zero emissions public transit.
City buses are the least efficient heavy-duty vehicle on the road. They get 4 miles to the gallon, and they operate in excess of 40,000 miles a year.
But electric buses have skeptics. In Miami-Dade County, some residents say they were promised light rail in the county's long-term public transit plan, the SMART plan. They aren't happy with Mayor Carlos Jimenez and other county officials who now say light rail is too expensive and are instead looking at electric buses. Popple says it's an issue of perception, that people see buses as noisy, exhaust-spewing boxes, but view light rail as sleek, quiet, and clean. Popple says that's how electric buses are, too.
You eliminate the noise, the vibration, the harshness of that large, high-horsepower engine, so the rider experience is a lot better.
Officials will talk about this and other issues at the Southeast Florida Climate Leadership Summit in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday and Friday. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And you can learn more about the summit by continuing to tune in this week or by checking out our website, WLRN.org.